I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like it.
This is WGXC Acra, 90.7 on your dial. Also online at wavefarm.org/WGXC.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bethany Bump reports for the Times Union that this week Governor Andrew Cuomo vetoed a bill that removes restrictions on addiction treatment drugs for lower-income Medicaid recipients while signing a bill that removes restrictions on addiction treatment drugs for privately insured New Yorkers. Both bills would remove prior authorization requirements of health plans for drugs that treat opioid addiction. Cuomo signed the version for New Yorkers who can afford their own insurance and vetoed the version for Medicaid recipients. Cuomo said the Medicaid bill would give an, and I quote, unfair competitive advantage, end quote, to, and I quote, one pharmaceutical manufacturer in particular, end quote, but did not say which company. Others disagreed with the governor's veto. John Coppola, executive director of the New York Association of Addiction Services and Professionals, said, and I quote, the message is clear. There are two different standards for people with substance use disorder in New York. Instant access and choice for people with private insurance and barriers and only limited options for people who do not have private insurance, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that hate crimes reported in New York fell over the past 2 years, while anti-Semitic acts and anti-black hate crimes were more widespread. The Division of Criminal Justice Services logged a 36% increase in anti-black hate crime incidents in 2017, while 42.8% of all incidents that year were anti-Semitic. But overall, hate crime numbers have fallen in the state from 598 incidents in 2016 to 560 hate crime incidents in 2017 and 525 incidents in 2018. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that State Senator Jennifer Metzger, a Democrat from Ulster County, is complaining about New York State Electric and Gas's proposed rate increase for electricity delivery. The 23% increase means an average increase of $10.20 a month on a customer's bill. Metzger says that, and I quote, would place an unreasonable burden on my constituents, is entirely unacceptable, and must be rejected, end quote. Metzger also complained about NYSEG's, and I quote, poor track record of service reliability, end quote, saying the company has, and I quote, consistently underinvested in preventive maintenance for reliability, which worsened the severity of impacts of the March 2018 winter storms and also contributed to a high frequency of power outages in my Senate district more generally, end quote. The Public Service Commission will consider the rate hike at its February 3rd meeting. Metzger wants the PSC, and I quote, to ensure that the proposed changes to the utility's vegetation management plan prioritize circuits in the Catskill region, which has suffered an inordinate number of power outages, end quote. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Mountain Bike Alliance, a nonprofit cycling group, is raising $14,000 towards an off-road cycling park in Greenport. The town has set aside an acre behind Greenport Town Park at 413 Jocelyn Boulevard next to the Greenport Conservation Area for the Pump Track and Bike Skills Park. Zach Fuhrer, one of the alliance's organizers, said, and I quote, a pump track might look like a pile of shaped dirt to non-riders, but this pile of dirt can pay huge dividends to the community in improvements of the lives of our young and old residents, end quote. Jim Martinez, who designed the Cunningham Bike Park in Queens, has designed this one, and the group has already raised $5,000. Erica Nance said, and I quote, I live in Hudson near the firefighter's home and have two kids who ride bikes. They pedal around the neighborhood and the skate park, but are limited by asphalt and road traffic. Being able to ride at a park away from traffic would be so welcome, end quote. The Columbia County Mountain Bike Alliance accepts donations on its Facebook page. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Today starts out wet and cool. Temperatures begin at 37 degrees near dawn today and will climb to 44 by 3 p.m. A large weather system will be hanging out to the south and we will be collecting rain from its periphery. Rain will be light, then taper off before dark. Overnight, temperatures will drop to 36 and the rain will gain strength. Tomorrow will be wetter with heavier rain all day long, turning to a rain-snow mix after dark. Precipitation should stop around dawn, making Sunday the day to be outside this weekend, with highs around 35. Looking way up, we see Earth entering the debris field of Comet 2003EH1, producing the quadranted meteor shower, due to peak at 3:30 in the morning on Saturday. The sun continues to rise from its torpor as more sunspots continue to appear. The current sunspot number is 13. The solar wind speed is currently 383 kilometers per second at 4.5 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable. All the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE, broadcasting in Greene, Catskill, Hudson. I'm your host, DJ Walter White, and I'm in the building with...
It's DJ Popcorn.
DJ A.
And we're bringing you a special show tonight.
Yeah, basically this special show is... moments and what our goals are and what our goals were, and you know, that's what we're talking about today. So, you know, I want to first and foremost give a shout out to Clubhouse Radio, because this was one of the first big achievements I feel like this year. Radio Lab, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
You know, we're on our 50-something show. I can't really call it, but I know we're in the 50s up there somewhere. So I want to shout out to Clubhouse for that. Been doing a good job, a great job. And, you know, that's a big move for the kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's one of my, when I recap and I look back and I say, like, one of the biggest accomplishments, that's one of them.
And we'll be back to the show after our local news and weather.
Catskill Clubhouse.
27 hearts beat.
Here's what we do. do at the clubhouse. Here's what we 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 do at the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, that's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
That was a Clubhouse original theme song by DJ WIC. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of our special show. And we just wanted to let you know that all views expressed in Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. I am BJ Popcorn.
DJ Walter White.
DJ A. DJ Walter was saying, man, like, you know, shouts to the Radio Lab, man, and definitely Tracks too, you know, Tracks and Road Recovery, you know, these programs has generated, you know, a special kind of buzz and is giving, you know, the youth the opportunity to, you know, come to the clubhouse and express themselves through creative writing, through music, you know, even just learning the whole process, you know. We're also, you know, just at the clubhouse, you know, I'm, again, it's DJ A, and I'm like one of the original staff members, man, and just to see how the clubhouse has, you know, grown since, what, you know, we're talking about like 2016, 17-ish, yeah, or something like that, 16. Right? You know, our, you know, it's not about the numbers, obviously, yeah, man, but, yeah, you know, we've gained some traction out in the community. You know, people, yeah, are, you know, starting to not so much as question, but wonder, you know, what's the clubhouse and, you know, who's this and who's that? So, you know,
what's this about? Who's the staff? Yeah, how's this, right, work? What could we do? What are, yeah, the rules, you know?
Yep, and, you know, like parents, more parents are starting to come by, community, yeah, leaders, you know, other agencies, I mean, you name it, people, you know, are starting to come by the clubhouse and, you know, wonder what we do and want to be a, yeah, part of it, want to be a part of it. You know, that's the amazing part.
That's a fact. And
another thing is, like, Tracks, which is also something big. Like, last Tracks was, you know, it was a big experiment for us because we didn't really have any idea of what we were doing. All we knew is, like, we had the opportunity to, like, make music and get it out there to the public. And, like, we have, like, free studio time. We were going to do performances. And it felt a little bit forced. But what I feel like when we've done it the second time, I feel like now is where it really peaked because we all know, like, how things work and we're more familiar with the system. So yeah, we're a little bit more educated on it. And
yeah. And you know, that was, yeah, one of the things, like, me coming up with that idea as far as, like, bringing Pro Tools and seeing how it's actually more than just you getting up in front of a mic. It's an actual software. I don't even think a lot of the kids knew that or understood that until Tracks program. And, you know, y'all got to pat yourselves on the back because now y'all are young engineers, mm-hmm, and young producers and songwriters. And, you know, it's a good look to see. From I've been here for a little bit over a year now, and it's what y'all accomplish in just that small amount of time is just wonderful to me.
Yeah.
All right. And you know what? Being that you brought up to how long you've been here, special shout out to the staff that's, you know,
staff,
what I mean, committed and
shout out to the staff.
It's been rocky, but you know, we've managed to pull it together, and staff are, you know, so committed to, you know, doing these activities, workshops, groups with the youth, and really take pride in it. And so again, you know, special shout out to the staff who's, you know, holding it down, man. And you know,
Kingston, Phoebes,
yes,
Kai, Phoebe,
our program
Kai.
Director, you know what I mean, our fearless yeah. leader Kai, yeah, you know, yeah, you know, so and we shout out to our, active.
Yeah, shout out to our new staff, Q shout and out Sasha. To
the new staff, Q, Sasha, right, and right. here, you know, showing the kids what it is. And yeah, man, we so now, like, you know, they caught up, you know, and that was like one of the that was like a main goal for me that yeah. happened, yeah. you know what I mean, and it's still happening. And you know what I'm saying? And I hope that one day something positive and great can come from this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Another thing is, like, the amount of people who've been, like, doing radio shows since, like, the very first few days of it. Like, not really knowing, just knowing that they're going to be on a radio show in front right. of people. Uh-huh. Like, just having that opportunity is great. So I want to thank Kai, WGXC, mm-hmm. Wavefarm, just for making this, you know, making this possible.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, it takes a lot of courage to do what y'all do. And it takes a lot of patience, you know, on, I guess, on the end of, like, you know, DJ Walters and Phoebe and Kingston and, you know, Wavefarm, you know. It was rocky from the beginning, you know, like, a lot of sloppiness. But, you know, we cleaned up. And so, you know, again, that's another thing. Thank them for their patience.
Yeah, the, mm-hmm. the more you do it, the better you get at it, you know what I'm saying? The more that you your personality shows and shines, you know what I'm saying? I see that with DJ Ty. You know, she's a great personality when mm-hmm. she's on the radio lab.
DJ WIC,
he's another one. That was just his song that he made through Tracks Program. You know, things at the clubhouse, that was made through the Tracks Program, recorded on Pro Tools, you know what I'm saying? Engineered by a few of my tech guys that came in. Shout out to them too, Cruz Aura and Rainier. You know what I mean? Came in and sat with the youth and showed them how to engineer and how to work Pro Tools and, you know, different tweaks and stuff you could put on your vocals and things like that to make yourself sound even more professional. You know what I mean? And I think that we came a long way with this, and we still got a lot to learn, though. Yeah. But we came a long way, and we finally getting it. You know what I'm saying? So everybody need to pat themselves on the back. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we've done a bunch of big things this year, obviously, coming along in our, like, 50th-ish show. It's a pretty big. Mm-hmm. You know, being here since the first one, like, seeing, like, all of us grow into such, like, a huge thing, and like getting compliments and people recognizing me for my voice on the radio, which I feel is great. And
shout out to Tracks Recovery too.
Yeah,
because they the ones who started, like, you know, even gave us the yeah. chance or pushed the kids to even do it. Because before the Tracks program, the kids were going up to Oneana and performing
yeah.
in front of live audiences,
collabing with other youth clubhouses. Shout out to them too.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that takes a lot of courage. You know what I'm saying? A lot of courage. And a lot of kids ain't want to do it. I had to give a lot of pep talks. You know what I'm saying? A lot of pushes and pep talks, and you know they got through it, and now, you know, they do that stage. You know what yeah. I'm saying? So I want to shout out Tracks Recovery and all other clubhouses who are involved. Oneana. You know, it's a great thing to see. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's crazy. I usually just come and chill. Got some friends who off the pill. I really like dill. Pickles, no fill. Rugrats, I thug that. Can't get back those times. I hug back those hate tracks, and I didn't make a dime. Just wasting some time, not even lying. Got some people who really wanna be slime, and I hate that. Then I lay back and I think about what's mine. Okay, scratch that, I don't got much, but I'm soft touch like a porn star. I can get hard and I got bars. Can't really tell me what to do, I ain't got no crew. Don't ask me why I'm acting new. They stick to me like I'm f***ing glue. Don't understand, I'm clueless, no booze, bitch. I'm too stitched, got Leo by the CEO, and I'm in cameo. Can't stop me, I'm catastrophic. No man to stop me, no band to pop me, no hand to cop me, no top me. Got the energy like I'm f***ing coffee. Caffeinate, rejuvenate, cause there's only so much to take. And I could say that now, there's no backing down. Take me into town, I'm finna earn my crown.
You know, we got a lot to cover. You know, I'm excited to get into more of the stuff that you know, we've accomplished, you know, over the year, man. In particular, you know, youth here at the clubhouse, or being able to work like that. That was the first time that we've done that at the clubhouse.
This year, 2019 was the first time that we hired youth.
Yep, and we actually hired. Or, you know, employee, whatever.
Seven youth employees. And this was the first time, who did excellent jobs, you know, and hopefully we'll see them again this summer. You know what I mean? And hopefully we get more of them. You know what I mean? We get more of them and we have more things for them to do as well.
Right. Just having, like, that opportunity to get your, like, your first job, like, which is really good. I feel like that's something.
Right.
So let's take a moment and hear from Kai. So he was committed. Through Tracks, he was introduced to our Radio Lab. He worked with Kingston and Phoebe in Radio Lab on Thursday and Fridays, which also inspired him to want to get a job for the summer. And so he applied through Workforce. He got the job. He advocated for himself because he was behind the deadline, and he got a job. So now he's working with us. So it's an interesting sequence of events that I'm particularly proud of.
You know, some of the kids, you know, not all the kids worked at the clubhouse. We was able to get them. Some kids, you know, did work at the nursing home. You know, theater. You know, so there was some options there, and you know, we was, you know, able to, you know, push the kids in the right direction, and, you know, keeping them off the streets and not doing anything, you know, out there crazy, man, and, you know, just working and getting that experience at a young age. Yeah. You know, another thing I would like to touch on is the college, you know, program that, you know, we've been able to start here. You know, that's it was definitely a plus. Kids are definitely engaged, and or youth are definitely engaged in exploring the options of college.
And also just like having the opportunity to like build your resume up so that you can get like a bigger job one day and not just having a part-time job at the clubhouse, you know, for the summer. And then when you actually like go to hand in your application for work, you know, you'll actually have like a good chance of like getting like your dream job, something you want to do, like a full-time career.
Shout out to Phoebe.
Yeah, shout out to Phoebes.
This is Benny Blanco and Juice WRLD with Graduation.
It's fire.
As we go on, we remember all the times we spent together. As our lives change from whatever, we will still be friends forever. First up to the girl in my math class, I'm rich and you broke. My science lab. How did it feel when we fought and you caught a jab? Man, punk the teacher that was always talking on the intercom. And fuck the student that we thought was always gonna bring in a. And all of the girls, wow, them was too foul. They all on my now. As we go. Guess we had that jungle fever. I was waiting for my graduation, growing impatient. What I didn't know was this grown-up world was just school and a blown-up world. There's still gossip, there's still drama, there's still problems. There's a right and there's a wrong. There's still people that I think won't love me till I'm gone. Low-key missed the days walking around in my school hall. But now I got a bigger job. The world screaming my songs. As we go.
Another thing that I wanted to touch on was the social media presence. We need to work on that. That's one of the goals that we're going to be working on for 2020 is trying to get a big Instagram, you know, for Clubhouse and starting to like push our way into the community so we can get known more, get more noticed. You know, we're trying to bring in more of a crowd. We're trying to do more programs this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're trying to do more trips, field trips and things like that in that matter. And we're trying to get in new artists and new talent as well. So we're trying to start an Instagram page. We have a Facebook page. Yeah. But we're trying to get something on Instagram. So that's one of our goals we're going to be heading for in 2020. You know what I mean? So, you know, look out for that.
And a lot of kids and tracks individually have some goals that we wanted to, like, get across and make sure that they get done by the end of the next year, which, like, getting, like, full projects out and stuff for the kids that, like, come to, like, tracks and stuff and want to, like, work on their music and boost their ego and try to get themselves out there more. That's one thing we want to do. We got a big Clubhouse cypher coming up. You guys can look out for that. That's one big thing that we're doing.
Yeah, we're working on that one. Be done real soon.
New music from almost everybody and tracks coming out soon, so.
Before we go to break, you know, one more thing I would like to, you know, this year was our second annual camping trip. You know, special shout out to, you know, Kai and Professor Dawn DeFino at Columbia Green County for making that happened. You know, it took a lot. It took a lot of communicating, mentally, resources, money, and all that type of stuff. But,
yeah,
you know, the youth was very mature, and, you know, we did great activities, and we had a, you know, really great time.
Yeah, also shout out to Miss Dawn for providing the camping spaces, obviously, and Kai, Phoebe, all the people who attended the field trips. Thank you to you guys, too. The Winter Walk, also a great experience.
Right, yep.
Hope Rocks.
Yeah, you know, that was another thing. We did a lot of volunteer this year, a lot of volunteer work, man. In particular, Hope Rocks. I think we did, what, like two events this year with Hope Rocks?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we've been active. We've been active at the club out.
So, before we go to break, I'm going to let you guys hear the DJ AJ Clubhouse theme song.
Let it rock.
Okay, Clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, some stress house, we joke around, or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious, we don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in, we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, my stressed house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. In this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
I'm so Harlem. I used to go ham up in Drew. I'm so Harlem, like going to Apollo just to boot. I'm so Harlem, I'm right across the bridge from the zoo. I'm so Harlem, every day I got on something new. I'm so Harlem, I might hop about to touch a class tomorrow, nigga, that's real rap. Working 9 to 5, then come home and still trap. Claiming they don't f*** with you, leaning in for the dap. Hug you from the front, but stabbing you in the back. Grew up with some rats, disguising to be wolves. That angel turned f***ed the devils in 3 pulls. I ain't rich yet, that's probably why I never sleep good. I'm so Harlem, mama said don't walk through 40th.
And what I do?
Walk through 40th. I probably had the same dreams Rich Porter did. Nobody there to tell me it was way more to get. Yeah, I'm so Harlem. Shootouts at Willie Burgers, I done seen so many murders. Yeah, I'm so Harlem. I steal a bag of Spanish bitch on the hill when they was curving. Claiming they Harlem, I never heard of. We was shooting and robbing and taking work from. We wasn't sipping on lean, popping no perk for. We was smoking on Branson, looking for roads to riches. We really had the grams, I ain't talking pictures. D got hit 5 times, it had him walking different. I seen them in the net, they always talking different. Or some weirdo vibes and glorifying snitches. Whack out here, I swear to God, clout like the new crack out here. It's a drought, man, we need Max back out here. We need a big L murder mace track out here. You violate, you can't show your face back out here. I was f***ed up, I brought the weight back out here. That's why they call me H Interstate, king of the dinner plate. Claiming blocks that I came here to renovate. She a hot girl, my heart colder than the winter break. I ain't never had the pillow talk just to penetrate. Yeah. I be snapping paparazzi. I'm so Harlem, pop Lottie. Yeah, I bear arms, don't be a body. Anybody can get it, this clip of thotty. Them feds come and get you, my nigga, remain solid. That's it, that's the challenge.
That was Dope Boy Menace with So Harlem. This is WGXC 90.7 FM, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. And we're here again talking to you about our special 2019, which was one of our best years so far at the Clubhouse. Coming across our third year being open in Catskill.
location?
Both Catskill and Hudson locations.
So big shout out to Catskill and Hudson Clubhouses for 3 years.
All right. So keep on with the topic. We also want the community to know, like, with the clubhouse this year, for the first time, we was able to hire 2 peer advocates.
Yeah.
For the youth. Which is major. Which, you know, the clubhouse looks to, staff and hopefully youth at some point to, become peer advocates. Trainings and stuff or surrounding these type of titles.
And make sure that, like, we can maybe one day inspire the youth ourselves, us being youth and at our age, like, learning so much from the staff, which is really important, because if they don't have that, like, support at home and they don't, like, really get enough help at, like, school or something like that, the staff might be, like, here for them. But we actually, like, learn a lot from the staff, So
That's a great point. Like, that's one of the things that I love about the clubhouse. From both, like, staff and youth, the relationships that we build and we keep. Whenever we hear, whenever I see y'all out in the community, Like, it's the same energy, and we recognize that y'all look up to us and vice versa. We learn from y'all, y'all learn from us, we just all got solid reports, and it's a good feel. To know that youth do want to come here. They like the staff. They engage in activities and interact with staff as if we're friends.
And to people out there who's out there listening in and want to figure out how y'all can help the clubhouse in any kind of way, we have goals set as far as the tracks program. We try to reach a $20,000 funding to support the tracks program, for more us to pay more staff, to hire more techs, to better our Pro Tools, to step up our instruments, to make the program at its best. And if anybody's out there listening and want to help these kids and want to help this program and want to help Clubhouse, these are goals that we have set, and we're more than willing to come here and, talk your piece, and we'll talk, sit down and talk with us. And if you're willing to invest or donate anything towards this program, we're all for it, man. We right here. Mm-hmm. Right here. I don't know, like.
And shout out to the parent, to the parents, but that have been coming through and even donating, like, parents, they recognize what they what their children are here doing. Like 2 weeks ago, one of our DJs came in and was like, look what my mom donated. She donated, two awesome microphones, man, to contribute to the program. So again, shout out to the parents,
doesn't always have to be money. Right. We're not asking for anything. We're not trying to advertise or ask. We're not trying to force it on nobody. This is not what this is about. It's just about genuineness and, looking out for the youth in the community. That's all it's about. And us trying to better our program and do what we could do to the best of our ability for the children. That's all it's about.
And, coming across one of the very first radio shows, a picture of everybody, shout out to
most of us, but not everybody.
Yeah, most of us. Yeah, it was.
We've had some good times, man. Shout out to our guests, man. Like who played a major part in this, in these programs, being able to sustain, man. The guests that came through and shedding light on certain topics, especially topics that's a lot of people don't want to deal with in the community. Willing to come here and put it on air, and just express their wits, man. Again, shout out to them.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, man.
Very, very big shout out.
And if you haven't been to the clubhouse, if you haven't been here, you wouldn't have known, how the clubhouse looked 2 years ago. But now, we've done a lot to the space, it's the youth in particular, with, like, the artwork that's, they're expressing themselves on the walls, and, we got chalk board walls. I don't know what the call
is. We open to any ideas that you may have too. So if you think any ideas that you may have out there that you feel how we can expand or anything in that way, you know what I'm saying? We're open. Our ears are open to it. You know, to the, anything to better the community. You know, as far as Clubhouse Youth Center coming together, doing anything. You know, putting any type of like. You know, this summer we looking to do barbecues. We looking to get more in tune with the community.
And make sure everybody gets to make sure that you know that our presence is known. Please, you know, if you would like to come down to the clubhouse, 3 to 9. Just, you know.
Saturday from 6 to 9 is tracks.
Tracks.
You know, you're more than welcome to bring your kids, bring your cousin, bring your brother, your friend. And sitting on it and just see how we do.
Yeah.
It's right. A wonderful thing.
Right.
And participate yourselves if you'd like to, you know?
Right. So y'all know, man, y'all know the theme of the, you know, of the show today, man. It's a special show. You know, we're giving y'all a recap of, you know, Clubhouse's 2019, man. And I wanna say, you know, when you said that you know, we're just trying to make our presence known, right? And I think our presence is known because I'm not gonna, you know, say what organization, agency, whatever, or schools, but you know, people have been reaching out to the clubhouse and they want us to, you know, they want us to show up to these schools and different events and you know, make our presence, you know, known. They want us to come speak to the kids. So you know, that definitely wasn't happening too much in 2018, but 2019 we people have been reaching out and been wanting to you know, utilize our services. So again, you know, shout out to the community for paying attention and wanting to be, you know, want us to be involved.
Shout out to you, man.
Yeah.
Without you, there's no us.
Yeah. Also, you know, a big thing from the very beginning, one of our very goals at the clubhouse was to get kids away from drugs and recovery and things like that, and now we're like we've been doing like a lot of like all around stuff, you know. We've been focused on like everything, and just making sure that
our next goal is
our points get across.
We're gonna start getting at these schools, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're gonna start going to these schools and we're gonna start talking, having talks and one on ones, and you know, tell them that we do care, we there. We want them to know that somebody do care. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I think that's, you know, very important, man. That the youth, not only youth, but you know, their parents, man, their relatives, just the community as a whole, know that the clubhouse is here. You know, things is changing in the community.
And you have somewhere to go.
Right. You know.
If you need to talk,
you ain't
got to
be alone. You know,
can calm down.
This is Nipsey Hussle, Hit-Boy, and Roddy Ricch. Racks in the middle.
Yeah. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Yeah. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God and let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my potato. I got killers to the left of me.
We was lurking on her. Ain't show no mercy on her. We was going back to back. We put a curfew on her. It was dark clouds on us, but that was perfect for us. We know you always crash and burn, but it was working for us. Let my tent to V12, double check the details. Gotta cross my T's and dot my I's or I can't sleep well. Millions off of retail, once again I prevail. Knew that was over from the day I dropped my pre-sale. Hold up, let the beat build, see me in the street still. I've been fighting battles up a steep hill. They gave my road dog 12, it was a sweet deal. And I've been riding solo trying to rebuild.
I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God and let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my potato.
I got killers to the left of me.
Yeah. Look, under no condition would you ever catch me slipping. Motorcaded shooters plus the Maybach chauffeur driven. If they catch me with it, don't send me off to prison. Judge ain't sympathizing. Court don't show forgiveness. Engine in the Lambo drowning out the music. Sip Dior with the flowers, five gold Cubans. Champagne while I shop, hope I splurge foolish. Closing escrow twice this month, both commercial units. Damn, I wish my nigga Fast was here. How you die at 30-something after banging all them years? Grammy nominated in the sign of shedding tears. All this money, power, fame, and I can't make you reappear. But I'll wipe them though. We just embrace the only life we know. If it was me, I'd tell you to live your life and grow. I'd tell you finish what we started, reach them heights, you know. And gas the V12 to the pipe and smoke. I was riding around in the V12 with the rags in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up by the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young, been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Trying to put the water on my patek. I got killers to the left of me. Another $1 million bail, that's just some regular. See my granny on the jet, so I never forget. Next day we flew to Vegas with my Puma connects. We break bread, we ain't new to success. Blade music and best. Enterprise, take lucrative steps. Cold game, but I knew it was chess. As a youth in the set, learn the game, you a student at best. But it's a couple things you can expect. Look, just like money, no money, your shooters respect. Other shooters, we was both doing my crew on your neck. I'm on the freeway in the drop, it got me losing my breath. I do the dash with the blues on the deck.
So let's, so you know what, speaking of goals, so why don't we jump into that? Like, why don't we, you know, for each of us, you know, talk about, like, maybe put out there two goals, a personal goal and a goal for the clubhouse, like, you okay. know.
My personal goal this year will be to get more kids in, to get more kids in and to get them more focused and to try to build more talent. My second goal, that's a personal goal for me, but my second goal is, you know, let's get this fun, let's get this money up, let's get this, let's, you know, let's reach our goals that we got, that we put out there to, you know, for more equipment, more, you know, to better the Pro Tools.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's my second goal right there.
Yeah.
So we could be at, so we could be in a comfortable space with tracks. You know what I mean? To the point where we don't need everything. We have, all we're gonna need is the talent. That's it. That's where I wanna be at with it.
For me personally, I wanna finish my first album for myself. And a clubhouse goal is getting our name across like different platforms, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, you name it, you know, just trying to like make sure that everybody's able to know about the clubhouse and have the opportunity to actually like come down to the clubhouse and acknowledge the fact that we're here and you're not alone and, you know, things like that, and sit down, maybe talk to the youth and make sure that they just know that we're here to support them and not drive them away from the things that they want to do, and help them like accomplish their dreams and things, you know, get them into college and stuff like that. We've got like a lot of workshops and things you can do, so I feel like that's pretty big, and not a lot of people, I don't think any, know about that, but you know.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
You know, for me, man, 2019 was a busy year. College, work, you know, a lot of, you know, family issues and everything like that, but I think like a personal goal for me is just being able to keep up the energy, you know, being, you know, I do a lot of volunteer stuff, or whatever else I do in the community, or, you know, just my everyday life. I just want to be able to keep up that energy, keep it going, you know, and then, you know, have it, you know, carry over to the clubhouse, you know, where, you know, I stay, doing the things that I'm doing here at the clubhouse, as far as Radio Lab, tracks, and just being, you know, just being someone that you can come to and feel comfortable talking to, you know, about any and everything appropriate stuff, obviously, but you know, just being that person for them, you know,
and having somebody to come to. Yeah. So that pretty much covers our goals and maybe some upcoming events for the year, next year. I'm looking forward to next Hope Rocks.
Right.
And maybe next year's Winter Walk when we do go. Some things that we might be doing, snow tubing.
Yeah,
that's something.
Yeah, I didn't do the camping last year.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to get that out of my belt this year.
Yeah, camping was very fun. I attended.
Yeah, I heard it was lit.
It was very fun.
Yeah, it's very serene.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, very serene.
You know, even the staff, you know, kind of had a hard time without, like, the Wi-Fi. Me, myself, was struggling.
Yeah.
I was struggling, no Wi-Fi, you know, I couldn't really do anything besides, you know, get to, like, learn more about nature. I got to be out in, like, the sun, you know.
What's this bug?
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Yep.
Is that a bird? Face,
like, yeah. Yeah, then just got, you know, the boys' tent got drenched and we had to sleep in Miss Dawn's living room. And, you know, the girls' tent, bigger than ours, of course, you know. But, you know, we...
Chivalry ain't dead.
Yeah. Hey. We had
I managed.
Yeah, we had some very comfortable yoga mats and a blow-up mattress that we did not need to argue over. And we all, you know, just put our differences aside and we went to sleep. And eventually we woke up in the morning, gratefully, you know. So
what was your biggest moments, though, from the clubhouse? Like, if you had to... we have so many, but if you had to, like, kind of narrow down to maybe one or two, like, who do you think that'd be?
I would say meeting Philip Grant for the first time.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you were super excited about that.
That's a big one. That was a big one for me. And, I mean, we've had a lot of them. But I feel like the new tracks, starting tracks over again.
Okay.
And actually getting to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Which, that was very big. So I feel like that's actually in my top two. And if there was a third one, it would be the camping trip because I loved it so much. But
right.
Trax was one of the biggest ones. But for me, one of the biggest moments was going to Oneana and actually seeing the kids, like, open up and perform in front of huge crowds in other clubhouses.
Yeah.
That was, like, a chilling moment for me. Like, one of my biggest moments that I remember, like, for Clubhouse.
Yeah. And getting to see, like, people wave their hands at the kids,
like,
singing,
people
clapping,
really,
with them,
like, supported
them
it,
and
like
supporting
that,
them.
Yeah, like,
very great.
It was just such, like, it was so positive.
It was,
like,
very humbling.
Yeah, it was for real. And that was one of my biggest moments in Clubhouse.
Yeah, it was a very special moment for all of us, you know.
Right. I think for me, there's so many. It's right, like, there's so many, but I think one for me that made me, like, really proud. I remember one day, I haven't been to the Hudson Clubhouse in quite a while. And just to, you know, give you a little backstory to it, I go there just to, you know, see some of the youth that I was, you know, really cool with. And, you know, director, program director Kai, you know, we were just in conversation with him. And I asked about a certain individual, Yasmin. And he was like, man, she's doing really good. She's working. And, you know, she's just waiting to go to the Air Force.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that made me, like, incredibly proud because there was, you know, I remember we having groups, you know, and she always said that, like, she wanted to be in the Air Force. Be in the Air Force. And she made it happen. So, you know, special shout out, salute, all of the above, man, to Yasmin. For sticking to her goal and making it happen.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to her, man. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Shout out to Ms. Zena Hudson Clubhouse.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yes. You know, shout out to all the staff. You know?
Yeah.
You know, shout out to MHA staff, period. You know, like,
all the AmeriCorps people.
All AmeriCorps, man, doing the great work that they do in the community, man. You know, we just have some amazing people, you know, at the agency, all the different programs that we offer, man. We have some truly amazing people. You know, whether they're directly involved or not, this doesn't happen without them.
That's a fact. Who really care, too. They really do care about these kids in these neighborhoods and where these places where they from and grew up at and where their kids is growing up at. And they really do give back on a high level.
Right. Yeah. And but speaking of some of the things that like really like humbled me in a sense was getting to talk with George. George, you know,
shout out to the Juice Branch.
Yeah, shout out to Juice Branch and George, you know. He you know, we talked, if you listened in on our show. We did an interview with him. Very, very great guy, very humbling. And he got to tell us about some of the stuff that happens in the Juice Branch culture appropriation when we were talking about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody who's rolled with us, shout out to them. Everybody who's been with us since, like, the very first few shows, or if you're just joining us now, you know, I hope you listen to us in the future so you can continue to support us so we can keep doing what we love to do, you know.
Right. And you know what? Speaking of every one of the very first shows and supporters and guests, and well, since we're on the topic of the Juice, man, shout out to Tasha, man. Shout out to Tasha Law for, you know, coming by and giving us one of our, you know, first interviews, man. It was a great interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, go back and listen to that Tasha. If you haven't, you know. You know, we salute you.
Shout out to her.
So, we're coming to the end of our time. If you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in our programming, you can come to the clubhouse from 3 to 9. And for the radio show, you know, you can come down to the clubhouse. Tracks,
that's Saturday from 6 to 9.
And we'll finish our show with the shout-outs. Shout-out to Wayfarm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Shout-out to Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses. Big thank you to the Juice Branch. And, you know, shout-out to the clubhouse.
Shout-out to Mental Health Association. Shout-out to AmeriCorps.
Yep.
You know, shout out to all our guests, man. You know, special staff. Shout out to the youth. Yes,
in our staff. Road Recovery.
Yeah.
Right.
Rock and Reach.
Right.
Yeah.
Hope Rocks.
Right.
Shout it out, everybody. We love y'all. Clapsville Clubhouse Radio. Peace.
And make sure to stay positive.
This is Childish Gambino, 3005.
You do. When I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Forget these other feelings, I'll be right by your side till 2005.
Okay, hold up, wait a minute. All good, just a week ago. Crew at my house, and we party every weekend. So, on the radio, that's my favorite song. Make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long. Now the thriller's gone, got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor. Go, why is you lying? Girl, why you Mufasa? Yeah, mi casa su casa. Gotta strip it like Gaza. Got so high off volcanoes, now the flow is so lava. Yeah, we spit that saliva. iPhone got message from Viber. Either the head is so hydra, or we let bygones be bygones. My God, you pay for your friends? I'll take that as a compliment. Got a house full of homies, why I feel so the opposite. Incompetent ain't the half of it. Saturdays with young lavish. It's sad it is, I'm bad as it. Things they took from the cabinet. Sorry, I'm just scared of the future. Till 2005, I got your back, we can do this, hold up.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Got these ugly songs, I've been right by your side. Till 2005, hold up.
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 Hold up. I used to care what people thought, but now I care more, and nobody out here's got it figured out. So therefore, I've lost all hope of a happy ending, depending on whether or not it's worth it. So insecure, no one's perfect, we spend it with no shame. We blow that like Coltrane, we in here like Rogaine, or leave it like Cobain. And when I'm long gone, whole crew singing swan song, cause we all just ticking time bombs. Got a Lambo like LeBron's mom, and no matter where all of my friends go, yeah. Emily, fam, and Lorenzo, yeah. All of them people my kinfolk, at least I think so. Can't tell, cause when them checks clear, they're not here, cause they don't care. It's kinda sad, but I'm laughing. Whatever happens, assassins are staffed in the back of my cabin. Labrador yapping, I'm glad that it happened. I mean it, between us, I think there's something special. And if I lose my mental, just hold my hand, even if you don't understand. Hold up. No matter what you say or what you do, when
I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Got these zombies, zombies, I'll be right by your side till 2005. Hold up,
hold up,
hold up,
hold up,
hold up,
hold up,
hold up.